flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I saw something, you know, obviously so much talk right now, right? You got the Jets and the new coach and what's, you know, the optimism around the New York Jets whenever you make a wholesale changes like this. You know, you bring in a new coach, you're going to get a new general manager. It's a dawning of a new era of optimism. The team's actually not terribly constructed at the moment. Maybe have Aaron Rodgers, maybe have somebody else. But there's optimism around the Jets that they just made a hire that's going to change the franchise. And for the Giants, there is no such optimism with the changing of the guard because there was no changing of the guard. We still have Joe Shane. You still have Brian Daboll. You still have the same general manager who, you know, is the laughing stock of football at the moment, where he let Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles. How could you do it? How could you do it? The Eagles are in the Super Bowl championship game. You get ridiculous, stupid jokes from Burkhardt and Brady. Well, I guess Burkhardt didn't really give you a joke. He just said Giant fans are going to have trouble sleeping. I guess maybe that's a joke if you took into account it was what John Mara said. And Tom Brady, giant mistake. I mean, you could not do worse, Brady. You learn nothing at your own roast. Nothing. Giant mistake. Anyway, with all the talk of Saquon Barkley and now the Jets having some optimism around their hire, I heard BT say, and I saw the story, what's the optimism around the Giants? Giant fans, I ask you, as the Jets celebrate their glorious press conference and the Eagles are celebrating going to the Super Bowl for the third time in 6 years, but this time at the expense of the New York Giants. Giant fans, what could you possibly be excited about? What could you be hopeful for? What's the point of going on? Why wake up in the morning, Giant fans? I'll tell you why. Because despite the fact that nobody believes in either of these two quarterbacks at the top of the draft, the New York Giants have an opportunity to draft a quarterback third overall. They have an opportunity, as you saw the coach talking to Sanders, Shedeur Sanders, at the bowl game, as there's a possibility, you know, that Cam Ward could be available at 3. They could trade up with number 1 Tennessee, who sounds like maybe they aren't interested in taking a quarterback. Because let me tell you, if you think there's optimism around a defensive-minded former Jet player head coach, wait until there's optimism of a new quarterback. Because I'm sorry. If you think Dan Quinn is the reason Washington got to the NFC Championship game, you are fooling yourself. If you think it's the rest of the roster that let him down and played terribly and fumbled the ball and missed tackles left and right, and he was the only thing in that game keeping them close into the third quarter, that, of course, being Jaden Daniels, if you think anything else besides the quarterback transformed the Washington Commanders, you're lost. It's the quarterback. And if the Giants have an opportunity to draft a quarterback and they take Sanders or Ward, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this plain and simple, since we're having a conversation about the Giants and Jets. The New York Giants, if they draft a quarterback and he can play, the New York Giants are closer to a Super Bowl than the New York Jets are. So we could talk about all the optimism you want around the Jets and the press conference that was won yesterday. And we could talk about the lack of optimism, enthusiasm around the three-win Giants. And believe me, I'm with you. There is none right now. But if they draft Shedeur Sanders or they draft Cam Ward and he goes out there and throws two touchdown passes and plays well week one, the optimism is going to be through the roof. And I will tell you quite plainly, this is how much I put the emphasis on the quarterback. If the Giants draft a quarterback and he can play and he shows that early on, hell, after they draft the quarterback, you could make the argument the Giants are closer to a Super Bowl than the Jets are. The Jets just hired a coach who ensures them a better season. A coach that ensures them that the nonsense may be over and he might change the culture a little bit. And with Aaron Rodgers, certainly they can go out and win 9-10 games and maybe even break the playoff streak. But unless Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers of old, they aren't winning Super Bowls. And once that ship sails and Aaron Rodgers goes off into retirement or wherever his new home will be after this year or maybe even next year, where are the Jets? Because you have to answer that question, my friends. Who's the quarterback? And if the Giants draft one, they have a chance of getting that right. And if they are right and Brian Daboll develops them, they're closer to the Super Bowl than the Jets are. Press conferences don't win you games. Drafting quarterbacks do. Press conferences don't get you to the Super Bowl. Nor does the necessarily just the right head coach on his own. Quarterbacks do. The greatest quarterback in the league is about to win three in a row. And his running back is Kareem Hunt. And his best wide receiver is a rookie who really only has speed and an aging tight end. Now, he's got a great head coach and he's got a great defensive coordinator. And the three of them are the pillars of the organization. But it's about the quarterback. And where's the optimism? What can you feel good about as a New York Giant fan? They have a chance to draft a quarterback at the top of the draft. A quarterback some believe stinks. A quarterback some believe can be a franchise game-changing quarterback. And we'll find out which one. But that's my optimism. My optimism is I'm not going to watch Daniel Jones play next year, and I'm going to hopefully get a quarterback at the top three and go about rebuilding this franchise. That's the optimism. It's really not hard to find.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.